Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Georgia Power has ordered the first nuclear fuel load from Plant Vogtle in East Georgia. This is the first order to be placed in more than 30 years from any nuclear reactor in the nation. More than 8,000 workers are on the Vogtle site building two additional reactors. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says Georgians should have faith in the new voting machines coming for the 2020 elections. He spoke with GPB's Stephen Fowler.
Raffensperger says keeping elections secure is a top priority with this new system. The new machines come as the state faces lawsuits over its current voting system.
2016 was probably a wake-up call that we have these actors out there that are trying to create mischief. And if they can penetrate a voter database, that's what they're going to try and do.
He says the state is already working with cybersecurity experts and the federal government to make sure the new ballot marking devices from Dominion are protected. The BMD prints a paper ballot with a text summary of your votes and a QR code that is scanned. But critics say the QR code could be manipulated and true hand-marked paper ballots are better. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
Georgia and South Carolina, meanwhile, are committing more money toward developing a joint port terminal on the Savannah River. The more than $1 million will pay for environmental studies and the design of the actual port terminal in Jasper County, South Carolina. The two states have been working on the proposed Jasper Ocean Terminal
for more than a decade.
The first cargo ships are not expected to arrive until 2035.